Bon Iver's debut album was sparse, mainly acoustic guitar and the falsetto singing of the group's mastermind, Justin Vernon. Come on, skinny love, just let's sing it. Pour a little salt, we will never eat. That was 2007. Since then, Bon Iver's sound has evolved. The group has just released its third album, 22 a Million. Critic Will Hermes says it's one of the best so far this year.
Shortly after Justin Vernon released the first two songs from the new Bon Iver record, the group's Facebook page was full of irate fans complaining about the electronic gadgets and chipmunk vocals. The guy's first record was recorded in a hunting cabin and sounded something like old-fashioned folk music. This album definitely doesn't. I've been sleeping in a stable, mate. Not gonna do you no favors. But I gotta still try. But the more I listened to this record, the more I came to realize that in 2016, electronic music is folk music. Computers are how millions of people around the world make music. They've leveled the playing field and defined popular music for years. The question is, how do you use them to make music that's soulful? That Vernon knows how to do. Toiling with your blood, I remember something. Being rushed and kissing on a night second to last. Finding both your hands a second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt bad. I had you in my grasp. That sort of vocal processing is really just a logical extension of how Vernon already alters his voice in his trademark falsetto. Where are you gonna look for confirmation? And if it's ever gonna happen, so as I'm standing at the station, it might be over soon. Musically, this record showcases more than just electronics. There are magnificent saxophone arrangements, a fair amount of acoustic guitar, and samples of recordings both old and new. The result is like a hall of mirrors, music made by hand with wood and microchips that blurs folk, R&B, pop, and gospel into something beyond genre. At least one person on the Bon Iver Facebook page thought this new music was even better than the group's earlier recordings, and I have to say, I'm with them. As of right now, I haven't heard a more compelling record all year. Motor up and yeah, you're on.
Bon Iver's new album is 22 a Million. Our critic is Will Hermes. Fold the map and mend the gap. And I told the word companion.